mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
It's the Upstate Veterans Alliance 10th Annual South Carolina Veteran Upstate Salute, honoring veterans and first responders at Floor Field in downtown Greenville. See the Special Forces Jump Team, Aerial Flyover, Drill Team Exhibitions, Rifle Salute, and more. Featuring music from country artist Daryl Worley with opener Ryan Spencer. Sunday, November 9th, the salute to our veterans and first responders at Floor Field, downtown Greenville. Tickets just $5 at upstatesalute.com. Gates open at 2 with a concert at 4. Honor our veterans and first responders with country artist Daryl Worley. Sunday, November 9th, honor the men and women who served to keep us free and safe. Go to upstatesalute.com for tickets and more information.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple: the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
I just wrote this on Twitter, and I wanted to make sure I knew how to spell Christy's name. It's a name that's spelled different ways. So Rick gave us that. I wrote this football auctioned for $5,000 to Rick in loving memory of his wife, Christy. Christy lost her fight with ALS last year. She lived her life in service of cancer patients through her work. Med's as noble as it gets. It's the... You know, very few times in my life in radio I've been speechless, but this is, again, one of those times. It always happens in this campaign. So the upstate of South Carolina never ceases to amaze me, the fight, and quite honestly, the devastation of this disease and other diseases like ALS. I mean, Ramon, I used to think ALS was something that only, Lou Gehrig got. And then I realized that, no, this is a fight that many people fight. And I had a personal doctor who died at a very young age, who worked at AnMed, who worked through AnMed, who died of ALS. And it wasn't just him. Multiple doctors that I know of have died of ALS. It's a devastating, devastating disease on its own. Obviously, that's not the focus of this campaign. But here you have a woman who, through her service, through her work, she worked with cancer patients. And she succumbed to ALS. It's all the same fight. It's a fight against diseases that we still don't have answers to. So let's just keep it coming. Again, I have a bid of $1,000 on the replica football, on the same football. Again, 26 names, the legendary names of Clemson football history. I need $500 upgrade increments on that football. $5,000, buy it now. I would love to match Rick's and call it a day. And have an amazing day here on the program this afternoon. But let's just keep it coming. It already is amazing, and there's no telling what we're capable of doing. You incredible people never cease to amaze me. All right, the other guy, and this again, this would take a deeper dive into the portal by Clemson, because I'm of the opinion the Devil Sweeney is going to hit the portal heavier this year. And we're going to talk about some of these quarterbacks. I'm of the opinion that Devil Sweeney is going to hit the portal to a much heavier degree this year. I think that most people feel that way. And I think the need is obvious. And I think some things became apparent this year where, some of the guys you protected maybe are the ones who let you down. That the culture, if it broke down, didn't break down from the outside, it broke down from the inside. And I know Debo Sweeney wouldn't agree with that. I understand that. But there have been questions of effort with some players this year. There have. And I think there have been some clear questions of effort. And, you know, so I think moving forward, you have to challenge these guys. And more so than anything else, I think it simply comes down to, in the world of college football that we play in right now, there is a giant pool of talent that others, that everybody around you is tapping. And if you aren't tapping it to the same degree, then I think you are going to fall behind. I think that's what's happened. I think that's what's happened the last 4 or 5 years. I don't think this is a one-year thing. This is the worst example of it, but I think it's been 4 or 5 years plus now of slight decline. And I think if everybody else is playing that game, I think you have to as well. I just don't think there's a way around it. And I don't think you have to damage your culture. I think you just have to be selective. Now, I do think this. I think Clemson is far more likely, even if the Tigers are going to make a deeper dive into the portal, to look for 2- and 3-year guys. I just think that's the likelihood. Therefore, the last name on my list is a guy that, if he's available, if he doesn't go pro, I think Clemson probably won't look at for that reason. Miami will. And Miami will probably wind up getting him if they don't get a DJ Lagway. But the last guy on my list is Byron Brown of South Florida. And if you want to ask, if the question is this, if you want to add the best quarterback talent playing college football to be your quarterback next year, I think he's the guy. Now, Lagway could be that guy. Lagway's had a really inconsistent season, and I just want to see a little more from him. But, I mean, he's a talent. There's no question about that. And he's out there, and he could be that guy. But Byron Brown of South Florida is another one-man gang. And he took a redshirt year, and so he still has another year to play college football if he wants to. Now, again, I don't know what his plans are. I don't know if he wants to jump to the NFL. You know, he made a play. South Florida was missing some guys against Memphis. He's missing his number one wide receiver. That's really why they lost. They were up 14 in the fourth quarter. He scored on a run against Memphis that was just unbelievable. You have to see to believe. I mean, he's a freak athlete. He has a really live arm. He can extend plays. He's a super talent. I mean, he's Byron Brown is all that in a bag of chips. And I would love to see Byron Brown here for a year. Love, love, love. If Byron Brown is here next year, you know who your starting quarterback is. And I don't talk to Byron Brown. I don't know what his plans are regarding the NFL. I don't know what he's thinking of doing. But I think there's a good chance he's still in college football. And there certainly have been some ties between Clemson and South Florida as well. All I know is that dude can flat out play. And we've seen it all year long. We've seen it all year long. He has special skills. So he's on my list. Now, again, that would take a deeper dive. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, just like I told you about some of these guys in the portal last year, like Mendoza. I mean, the whole world knows about Mendoza now, but no one did when I was talking about him 3 years ago. All right? But when we're talking about the portal quarterbacks last year, we told you who was available and who you should go after. I'm just telling you this right now. If Clemson doesn't get Byron Brown, if Byron Brown actually is in the portal and is available, and if Clemson doesn't get him, someone of that stature or beyond is going to get him. I mean, I find it highly unlikely that Byron Brown is playing for South Florida next year. I don't. I think there's a chance his coach moves on, but I think there's a bigger chance that Byron Brown moves on, that he could play another year of college football somewhere else. So he's on my list, all right? So in terms of these guys and all these possibilities, and again, there are lower-level guys that I'll get to on a different show, not today. That's going to take more film study on all those guys. But, and I don't know which of these guys are going to be available and which aren't. We have no way of knowing that. You know, what I'm doing is, you know, sort of some speculation that we're all engaged in. Ramona, we put a poll up yesterday about the transfer portal and whether Christopher Vezina, I think the question was, is the starting quarterback for 2026 Clemson on the roster? Tell me what the results of that poll actually showed. You can go vote in that poll, by the way. Go to theroarfm.com. Go vote. Go participate. We want your participation. We need your participation. Is the starting quarterback for Clemson 2026 on the roster? And when we left here yesterday, it was running like 60-40 no.
Okay, yes, 38.3%.
Okay.
And no, 61.7%.
Okay, so the no's are rising. The no's are going up, all right? So, again, is Clemson's transfer portal quarterback next year on this list? I don't know that. There are a bunch of other guys. There are other places we can go. I'll look at lower levels. I'll scout them. I'll tell you what I see there and let you know if there's anybody there that I think is an absolute steal in that regard. But I think there are some very legitimate names on this list. And look, here's the reality, okay? If you're going to go get one of these guys, you got to go get one of them. In other words, I'm not talking about one of the lesser ones or just a get by or, you know, or a guy who's going to be in the next coach on the staff. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about a dude who can flat out play. That's what I'm talking about. And what you have to ask yourself too is how you feel about Vezina and Denson. In terms of what their future is. You know, for example, if you went out and were able to land a Drew Mestemaker, well, now you're talking about possibly losing those other two guys because you're bringing in a guy who really would have 3 years of availability. Let's talk about some of these guys and who they are and what they are. Orange Bill just put up from YouTube, Byron Brown, underrated South Florida quarterback, 2025 highlights on my Twitter feed. So I'll retweet that. All I know is this. If I could pick one guy for next year who would play at Clemson, 1 year, I would pick Byron Brown. That's who I would pick because I just think he's freaking special. I think he'd be a nightmare here and with Clemson's receivers. And by the way, you know, obviously we all have to hope that Brian Wesco is fully healthy and a full go and all that stuff, but there's no way of knowing that right now. So I you know, and Clemson has some young receivers that you hope step up. It's not impossible to think that Clemson could add a receiver in the portal too. I think it would make some sense. But Byron Brown is a freak. Go watch the highlights from Memphis on Saturday. He's playing. He's actually playing with just understand this. He's playing against Memphis with nothing but freshman receivers, right? His star receivers are out. So it's all Byron Brown. Watch some of the things he does. Watch some of the things he's capable of doing. I mean, he's a one-man gang. I would love to see him here for 1 year. But again, understand he would be a one-year guy. On the Mestemaker front, the guy that we talked about a million years ago, and now the whole world's talking about him, and there were some other people out in front on Mestemaker too, and Mestemaker, you have a 6'4", rising sophomore who plays in an offense that is very passer friendly, and I think he has some real strengths and a few real weaknesses. Let's start with his strengths. He sees the field. The ball comes out of his hand quickly. He can make every throw. He doesn't have an elite arm. He has a more than adequate arm. But I think what you really love about Mestemaker, and again, arm strength can be improved, and he's really just a kid. I think what you like about Mestemaker is he's got some competitive spirit. He sees the field. The ball comes out of his hand quickly. He stands in and throws the ball with accuracy and timing. I think there are a lot of things to like about him in that regard. Now, some of the things not to like, or let me rephrase that. Some of the things to be a little bit concerned with. One is the release point. his release point is very low. Very, very low. He gets balls deflected that sometimes turn into turnovers. And I'm just not sure that you can fool with that motion. Now, look, there have been quarterbacks. Cam Ward, especially early in his career, was really almost a sidearm thrower. And that changed over time. But his throwing motion, even today, his throwing motion is not overhand. It's not typical. And we've seen other quarterbacks like that. Phillip Rivers had a three-quarter throwing motion. And I think to some degree, there's a little bit of Phillip Rivers in Mestemaker. I think people would be happy with that. All told, would the advantages to Mestemaker would be that, in theory, you could have him for 3 years. And in terms of his ability to upgrade the position, well, he would be the best talent that Clemson's had at the position since Trevor. I mean, I think that's where we are in terms of actual football results, not high school scouting and hope and that type of thing. I think, again, there's some pluses and minuses. The minus is he holds the ball very low. His release point is very low. He did not play well in the game against South Florida in any way, shape, or form. He had balls batted. He did not look good. He did not play well. Then he came back next week and threw for 600 yards. That's what you want. When a guy doesn't play well, you want him to come back and play well. And that's what he did. Would he be an upgrade in terms of what Clemson has now? Yes, he would be. So I think Mestemaker checks a lot of boxes. Look, I'm giving you what I see in all these guys, positive and negative. He's not a guy who's going to give you much with his legs. That's not who he is. He's a guy who's going to stand in and make throws. I'll tell you who else he reminds me a little of. An old Houston quarterback named David Klingler, who put up big numbers, who had a pro career. You know, it wasn't a great pro career, but he had a pro career. It was that same, run and shoot that was being run with Andre Ware at Houston that won Ware Heisman Trophy. And Klingler probably did it better than Ware. There's a little bit of Klingler in Mestemaker. Walt Eptula Road Rage, quick break. I need an upgrade on the only other player signed football. Again, 26 player coaches and just the biggest names in Clemson football lore. I need an upgrade on that. Has to be at least a $500 upgrade. I'm really looking for another $5,000 out there and somebody to close it and to match the early auction win. Walt Eptula Road Rage, quick break.
The Clemson Tigers are back in action on homecoming as they host the Duke Blue Devils. Kickoff is at noon, which means we're up before the sun at 6 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show live inside Burton Gallery at Little John Coliseum. Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and crew will join at 9. Then Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of all the action inside Memorial Stadium. And Dono Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's a Clemson football game day, it's right here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
Did you know that Ingles sells a huge variety of organic items? Or that they run their own dairy? Or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else? Or that they have Energy Smart stores? Or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department? Or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Strong industries build strong communities. For over 35 years, Industrial Motor Service has kept the upstate's factories, farms, and utilities running, powering everything from clean water to packaged goods to everyday essentials. Trusted by the region's leading manufacturers, IMS repairs and replaces critical equipment. Motors, pumps, and gearboxes of every size. Because when the industry thrives, our community thrives. IMS, keeping the upstate moving. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, I've been told we have a new invader.
It's called the spotted lanternfly. It's got big wings, and it's red, and it's got spots. If you call us, we can tell you all about it. But we have a good program to keep them at bay. And if we don't, they're going to kill a lot of our trees, like 54 different species of tree. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
You can count on Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air for HVAC repairs, installations, replacements, and maintenance. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. They will give you upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. If that's not enough, they offer flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. Proudly serving the upstate in the bold white and blue trucks, visit acehomeco.com today.
Discover Reed's Jewelers, America's largest family-owned jeweler, and their state-of-the-art expanded store in Haywood Mall. The same location, with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Dedicated to bringing you amazing savings on diamonds, watches, and more. All with the same superior customer service they've always provided. You'll be amazed at the 21st century appeal of the new Reed's Jewelers expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reed's.com.
As a business in the greater Clemson area, you have many ways to get involved with other businesses and the community. Stay up to date with the Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber offers you many opportunities to get connected with the community through networking events, business advocacy, and educational endeavors. Make sure you visit the Chamber website at clemsonareachamber.org for news about upcoming events and information on how to become a member. Let's build a better future together. ClemsonAreaChamber.org.
Attention listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with the Metabolic Reset System. Their science-backed method that gets your body to burn fat first, not sugar. Plus, they're the only program where they guarantee your success and your results. I can attest, I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks. I've kept it off for years. No starving, no workouts, no risky drugs. Just a smarter system that resets your metabolism, shrinks dangerous belly fat, and keeps it off permanently. For radio listeners only, they are sweetening the pot for you by waiving your consultation fee, getting you 2 extra weeks of the program free, covering the cost of food during the program, and just for booking, you'll receive their 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. But don't wait. The guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. Call 864-644-1900 now and mention code New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get 2 unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Rumor spreading round in that Texas town, about the shack outside the games. And you know what I'm talking about.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We are back. Robert in Georgia says Mario Odom, Kennesaw State. If his head coach doesn't get a bigger job like NC State, he's not even the starter. I mean, they have basically co-starters at Kennesaw State, and I just. I don't know. Neither one of those guys is in Byron Brown's universe. I know that. Orange Bill wrote on the Byron Brown highlight reel. He said the highlight reel is just crazy. It is. Byron Brown reminds me a little bit of an old Kansas State quarterback named Michael Bishop, who nearly led Kansas State to a national title. I think that's the type of talent that Byron Brown has at the collegiate level. And I just think he'd be ideal running this offense or whatever offense Clemson's going to run next year. I mean, we don't even know who the coordinator's going to be. You know, think about that. We really don't even know who the coordinator's going to be. So it's hard to talk about what transfer quarterback might fit what Clemson's going to do, since we don't really know what Clemson's going to do, other than, you know, the old adage that it's the Clemson offense. That I guess we know what the Clemson offense is. And so from that standpoint, all of these guys would be fits. Now, again, Mestemaker, from a running standpoint, what Mestemaker is, he's a 6'4 pocket passer with a quick release who has a low release point. Okay, that's what he is. Let me just check something. And Mestemaker has been on my list for a long time. And obviously, we've watched him play all year. Let me just—I just want to check something. Mestemaker has 21 TDs and 4 interceptions. His QBR ranking isn't great, but he has 2,400 yards passing. And again, he's a freshman, and he's played well. This is my point in just the fit part. Okay, just the fit part. His rushing numbers are all basically negative numbers. He had one game against Army where he rushed for 20 yards, but there's a -4, a 0, a -7, a 7 on 6 attempts. He's not going to give you anything with his legs. You're not getting any of that ingredient, which has been a part of the Clemson offense. So, I'm giving you the pluses and minuses on all these guys. There are pluses and minuses with every one of them. Again, one of the big pluses with Mestemaker is, in theory, he'd be there 3 years. Now, that could also be a minus when it comes to a guy like Denson. You know, is that really what you're looking for? Or are you looking for a bridge to get you to Vezina and to Denson and beyond? I don't know the answer to that. Mike and Anderson, and then Matt and Anderson. Mike, how are you, Mike? Good to have
you. Yes, sir. Doing well. Thanks for getting me in, Walt. Walt, I had a couple of questions for you. A lot of talk, you're talking about it. There's been a lot of talk about the transfer portal this week and Dabo getting involved in it more heavily. But answer me, if I'm wrong, I'm sure you'll correct me. Will it not be maybe a little more difficult using the transfer portal this after this season is over? Because I'm pretty sure I read somewhere that the transfer portal, where it used to be 2 different time frames, is now only 1, and I think it only lasts 2 weeks. Am I wrong on that?
Yeah, no, Mike, but I don't think that should make it more difficult. I think in some ways it should make it easier. You don't have to commit to to playing this game for basically a calendar year. You know, so I don't think that should be a deterrent. If anything, I think it should simplify it. But I have felt for some period of time that Clemson was going to need the number I was throwing out was 8. I think now it might be more than 8. I don't know. You know, again, this is Coach Sweeney, and he's fairly set in his ways, which have really worked for him. I think he's going to be more open to it this year than ever before. He doesn't really say that publicly, but then what would he say? You know, when people ask him those questions, he could say, "Oh yeah, I'm going to hammer the portal." No, he's not going to answer that question. But I do think that you're going to see a much greater and more significant commitment to the portal. And look, in some ways, there's no way around it. Clemson's losing a lot of high-priced guys. And, you know, and you would think that you're going to spend that money somewhere. And I think the portal is a good place to start. I think Clemson needs experienced players. And obviously there have been several notable decommits the last week. The Stancil kid just apparently is decommitting. Again, I think the answer is the portal. I mean, I think it provides a more immediate benefit to your team anyway. There, even when you're talking five-star guys, I did a study once, Mike, over a period of time, personally, and it was just my own private thing, and I sort of kept notes on it, and I was trying to determine how many five-star players truly impact teams in their first year. And the number that I came out with was 26%, that 26% of five-star players impact teams in their first year. So that's only 1 in 4. So even the most talented players are not providing major impact at the college football level in their first year. That's why I think the portal is a benefit. It's a great resource. It's a big pool of players, and they have all played college football. So you have some idea how they're going to translate.
I remember you talking about that, but I'm going to lay something on you, and when I finish, I'll hang up, and you'll probably leave. You'll be shaking your head saying, man, that might be the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know, Mike. You'd have to go pretty far, Mike, based on some of the things I've heard of late.
Okay.
Not just in the realm of sports, but in other realms.
Okay. I got you. And I say this all respectfully. I fully understand. I fully appreciate. I got a lot of enjoyment, a lot of joy out of the run Dabo had. And he is truly, without question, and I'm not a Tiger. I'm a Tiger fan, but not a homer. But I am a Tiger fan. And if you look at his record and compare it to other than Saban, Bobby Bowden, Tom Osborne, all the all-time great coaches, he's right up there with them. Maybe just a slight notch below Osborne, but he's not coached as long as Osborne did. And I also see some similarities, not from what he produced on the field, but I see similarities between Dabo and Mark Richt. And no matter what you think about Mark Richt as a coach, Mark Richt, from all I'm told, people that know him, and I know a few people that know him, I've worked for them, and what you hear about him and read about him, Mark Richt is one of the finest individuals that ever lived, based on what I know. Now, Dabo, of course, has a strong faith. He's big on faith, God, family, and all these things. And if you look at what Saban did when he retired, I think Dabo, and I'm not going to say hard-headed because I mean all of this respectfully, I think Dabo so believes in what he did and the way he built this program that he could get tired very soon, especially if things keep going the way they're going now. He could say, you know what, I don't need this. He can retire. He's got plenty of money. He would be offered a job on ESPN immediately. He's a likable dude. He's very popular. And I can see him, because of his beliefs and because of, not hard-headed, but so believes in what he believes in, that he'll do like Saban, could do like Saban, and at the end of this season, next season, if it doesn't change or whatever, you know what, I just don't want to do this anymore. There's way more good that I can do out there than on the football field. And I really can see that happening. And I just wanted to throw that out there and get your take on it, Walt.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Thank you, Mike. I don't, Mike, and I'll tell you why. I think that you have to remember Saban was a much older man than Dabo Swinney is right now. And so when he decided to hang it up, there's no way that Nick Saban would have hung it up at Dabo Swinney's age. He just wouldn't have. Because even at his more advanced age, Nick Saban, you still had to wonder, what's he going to do? And I think he said that himself. See, I think football's in Dabo Swinney's blood. So what's he going to do? I mean, go back to selling real estate? Yeah, he could be good at that, but he wouldn't love it. It wouldn't be his passion. This is his passion. So now he's going to coach football, Mike, for a long period of time. Whether that's always going to be here or not, I don't know the answer to that. But I hope it is, and I think it will be, and I think it can be. I do think that there are probably some subtle adjustments that need to be made. I have never been of the fire Dabo Swinney thing. I mean, I just think that's insane. I think the guy is the best leader and of any college football program in America. I do think that he needs to tinker with the lay of the land right now. And I think he needs to hit the portal and stop trying to fight these people with one arm behind his back. I just think you get to a point where you just have to do it. And I think that's where we are. But no, Mike, I don't foresee Dabo Swinney walking away from football to do something else. I just don't. I think it's just way too much in his blood. And I honestly, I believe he said recently that that I'm just becoming a good head football coach now, or I'm becoming the best football coach I've been now. So, I think, honestly, Mike, I would be surprised if Dabo Swinney is not still coaching football 20 years from now. So I'm not of that thought process. But don't worry, Mike, it's nowhere near the dumbest thing I've heard. So even remotely close. Actually, one of the dumbest things I've ever heard, I retweeted on my Twitter feed, but you're going to have to go find it for yourself. In fact, I think I called it that. I said that this woman must be the dumbest human on earth. Of course, then we had the guy who climbed that mountain twice. He had to be rescued the first time. Had to be rescued.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Rescued the second time, yeah. So there are others out there. There's lots of competition. No, you're safe, Mike. I mean, it's a reasonable thought. It's a reasonable thought. I'm just not of that view. I see it differently, Mike. I just don't think. I think this is what Dabo Swinney loves doing, and I think it's what he wants to do for the rest of his work life. And I don't see any reason to think that he won't fulfill that promise. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's a condo hotel on Lake Hartwell, Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson University. Pricing starts in the high 200s. Great as a vacation condo, investment property, or both. Save $40,000 with our condo sale. Act now. Enjoy $20,000 off the price, another $20,000 in buyer incentives like a rental subsidy or interest rate buy down. We have studios available from $280,000, two bedrooms from $499,000, and three bedrooms from $690,000. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's unique concept blends the ownership of a vacation condo, the amenities of a resort. The resort includes an in-house bar and restaurant, traditions on the lake, pool and hot tub, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities. There's also a small-scale football field for families to enjoy, an expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge is a place where people who love Clemson can gather for game weekends, lazy days by the pool, a week-long vacation, or a friend's wedding celebration. Condo owners have the option of renting out their unit while they aren't using it, or with the case of most of the 2 and 3 bedroom units, owners can lock off portions of their condo so that they can use part and still rent one or two of the bedrooms depending on the unit. Great for Clemson parents who want a nearby place to visit their college student. 888-786-3648. 888-786-3648. Walt Tip to the Road Rage, quick break. Matt and Anderson, you're up first when we get back.
The Clemson Tigers are back in action on homecoming as they host the Duke Blue Devils. Kickoff is at noon, which means we're up before the sun at 6 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show live inside Burton Gallery at Little John Coliseum. Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and crew will join at 9. Then Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of all the action inside Memorial Stadium, and Donnell Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's a Clemson football game day, it's right here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
It's time to drink pink at Palmetto Distillery in Anderson. All month long, Palmetto Distillery is donating a portion of their sales of pink drinks and pink flavors to the Roar's Tigers for Tatas campaign. So what are you waiting for? Join them at one of their trivia nights, live music events, or just drop by to check out their ready-to-drink cocktails, moonshine, or sippin' creams. Drink pink at Palmetto Distillery all month long to give back to Tigers for Tatas, 200 West Benson Street in Anderson.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physical physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMail.com.
Hey everybody, Quok here with a special announcement. As y'all know, I've been on the Wendy's team 4 years now, and I'm thrilled to announce a new addition to our roster, the Chicken Tender. Our new 5-star recruit is bringing 6 bold new sauce additions with him, including Wendy's new signature sauce, Scorchin' Hot and Sweet Chili. When asked what the Wendy's fan base can expect from him, Mr. Tender said, quote, bigger, better, juicier. There's nothing like me in all of Anderson, Oconee, or Pickens County, end quote. So yeah, get your hands on some Wendy's chicken tenders. No further questions.
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsman party pack for grooms with a party of 3 or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-892. Oh, serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
Coastal Sports Cards and Simpsonville is the place for collectors. Baseball, football, basketball, soccer, vintage to brand new, sealed boxes, graded gems, and awesome memorabilia. Hit our trade nights, score fresh products every week, and bring your collections. We're buying cards and memorabilia every day. Buy, sell, trade, meet fellow fans who live for the hobby. Coastal Sports Cards, 109A North Main Street in Simpsonville, where collectors come to play.
Experience the Davis Services difference, where quality meets reliability. Family owned, serving the upstate and western North Carolina since 1972, Davis Services is your go-to for all HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. With decades of expertise, we ensure your home runs smoothly and efficiently, providing peace of mind for you and your family. Don't wait for problems to escalate. Call Davis Services today and let our skilled team handle it all. Call 864-432-1785 or visit our website, davisservicesinc.com today.
Bob, you're a Clemson alum just like I am.
That's right, Ginger. I'm glad we struck up a friendship at Everlawn Independent Living.
Gosh, yes. Thank goodness we found Everlawn. Chef-prepared meals, housekeeping, and a fun schedule of activities like cards, movies, and parties. We can even catch a Tigers game or a show at the Brooks Center.
It's a sweet life, Ginger. Comfort, community, and Clemson pride.
I think we both agree. Everlawn Independent Living is where we belong.
Yay, Everlawn. Go Tigers.
Learn more today at everlawnliving.com.
Has your credit seen better days? At Founders Federal Credit Union, they get it. Life happens. That's why they offer personal and auto loans that help you move forward with flexible terms and a team that sees more than just a number. You don't need perfect credit to start your next chapter. Visit foundersfcu.com or a local office today. That's foundersfcu.com or visit a local office today. Founders, helping you do life on your terms. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
The Roar, the only media outlet where you won't need a two-step authentication to access.
It's going to be exciting.
The Roar, where every day's game day.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage. How about the Blue Jays? They drill Otani last night, and the Blue Jays beat up on the Dodgers. You know, the Blue Jays have to be kicking themselves because there's a real chance they could be up 3-1 right now. And honestly, if they hadn't lost a couple players, big-time players in Springer and Bichette in the marathon game, then they might well be up 3-1 on the invincible $500 million Dodgers. How about that? The Canadians. Yes. And again, they did it by beating up on Otani yesterday. So how about that? Hey, let me tell you about Underdog Mail. I'll get to you in a second. Fast breaks, buzzer beaters, block parties are back, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick with your favorite players. We'll go higher or lower at stats like points, rebounds, assists, steals, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. You know, I mean, I need to figure out a different schedule so I get more of my picks on air. We've gotten out a ton of picks on air. But, of course, I'll be on Underdog tonight like I am every night. And again, I'll just give you a couple, like, pro tips for the NBA. One is, first of all, playoff boost, okay? We're still in boostober, playoff boost. When Underdog gives you boost, play the boost. That's not related to a particular sport. As it relates to basketball, it's my favorite to play live in-game of all the sports. I love playing live in-game NBA. Love it, love it, love it. Because, again, I already have basically a layout of how the game is going. I know who's hot, who's not. I know whether it's a high-scoring game, whether it's a low-scoring game. I know whether it's a competitive game or not versus a blowout, which would knock players out. So I love live in-game action on the NBA. Now, you have to navigate it. You have to steer. But I like the steering. I like to drive, period. I don't like anybody else. I don't like being a passenger. I like to drive. So live in-game lets me drive. And again, you have to be quick because those numbers change every split second. They change with every couple seconds that pass. So you have to be quick, and you have to have sort of a plan. But I love that element of it, and it's something I would suggest. I also think that guards rebounding is an area that people don't think about, but it's one I think about. So I'll look at guards numbers because they're generally low numbers in live in-game. And, for example, you know, there are many times I've seen, like, I've used this example, but Steph Curry's a guy I've played, like, eight times in this regard. And what I'll do is I'll look at his second quarter rebounding numbers because he's a little better at these other areas than people think. So I'll look at his rebounding number, and in the second quarter, it might be, his number might be, you know, 4.5 in the game. And early in the second quarter, he has 3. Okay, I'm playing that. I'm playing that live in-game. Especially if it's a close game. I'm playing that live in-game. And so, you know, those are the decisions you have to make, but I love that element. Download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18+, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms. _DFS_.html for details. Consider their play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.ncpgambling.org. Trust me, you will thank me later. All right, Matt, how are you, Matt? Good to have you.
Well, good, man. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for getting in, Matt. Appreciate it.
Well, this is the one time that I'm calling your show not to talk about Underdog, but okay, since you're going to lead off with Underdog and then put me on, I will tell you listeners out there that Underdog's paid a few of my bills, and I'll be on again tonight.
Good.
But besides that, Walt, let me ask you this. If you could get Dabo Swinney in a room by himself, say his wife in a room by himself, and no cameras, no recordings, nobody can say what he said on social media, because, you know, he's got to watch his mouth because of the world we live in nowadays. But if you could talk to him privately and personally, you think he'd tell you that all his big-time guys just let him down this year, Walt? I mean, do you think it's heartbreaking, heart-wrenching, and do you think his players wasn't as good as they was billed to be, or do you think that they just flat out just let him down? And also, the same thing goes with James Franklin. And this is my last little point right here.
Yeah.
I remember after Clemson played LSU, you said on your radio station that following Monday that LSU could be a national title defender or be in the national title game. The very next week, well, the second week of the season, LSU played Louisiana Tech. And you was on your radio station that following Monday saying, hey, what I said last week about LSU to the national championship, nay, nay. No. I mean, you started going back on that. So that goes to show you LSU didn't have a great team even when Clemson played them. They just looked good against us. So do you think that Dabo would...
Well, I think they're different situations. I think they're different situations. I think LSU's problem has been that Nussmeier has been hurt to a degree that he should not have been playing at all this season. I think that's crystal clear. And yeah, the guy drags himself out on the field every week, and I think people are forgetting about that and him at draft time. I don't think they should. I don't think NFL teams will. I think NFL teams are going to recognize there's a toughness to that guy, that he has dragged himself back on the field. I mean, it's been my understanding all year he's been playing with an oblique injury. He was clearly hurt before the Clemson game, and I think that you got everything you could from him. But
do you think that factored into Brian Kelly's firing? That the AD or whoever it is knew that he was playing a hurting us mire, and along with the result?
No.
Led to his firing.
No, I think what played into his firing is just not winning enough games, and so the Nussmeier injury played into his firing, but not for that reason, for a different reason. I don't know if I ever thought LSU was a national title team, but I thought that that they could go on to be a contender, certainly. But my views on LSU related directly to Nussmeier, given the fact that they had an improved defense. But you know, unfortunately for them, their two best players have been injured much of the year. Whit Weeks, again, has been injured a good deal and has been out of late. And obviously, Nussmeier has played all season badly injured.
All right, Walt, I enjoy your show.
Thank
and
you,
this
Matt.
Weekend, this coming Saturday, it's going to be Vanderbilt in Texas. And it's Vanderbilt is favored by 2 points, I believe it is. But in that contest, I got Texas. Now I'm going to hang up and listen. Enjoy your show.
Thank you, Matt. Yeah, I'm not ready to pick that game. I think in terms of what Dabo Swinney would say privately, I mean, I don't think you'd say anything differently. I mean, I think that he sees the world in a positive fashion all the time. In terms of, do I think that Clemson's elite players were overrated? I do, to a degree. I do think they were overrated. I think that... Listen, all this stuff about Cade Klubnik being the number one pick of the draft, that was never happening. I mean, I heard people parrot that over and over. That was never happening. He was never going to be the number one pick in the NFL draft. He just doesn't have that type of physical ability. I'm sorry, just doesn't. The guy more reminds me of was Finley, the ex-NC State quarterback that McShay tried to jam into round one. I just don't think he was ever going to be that. I think that some of these other stars were overvalued. I think in terms of all this stuff we heard before the year about the NFL draft, and I said that at the time, I said I thought they were all a little too highly ranked. And my question about Peter Woods relates to his arm length. I wanted to see him play at the weight he's played at, but my concern, if that didn't work, was that it was still his arm length. I think Peter Woods has been good. I think he's been pretty good. I don't think he's been, top 10 draft pick good. I mean, I just haven't seen that. And from a Parker standpoint, I think he flashed last year and showed that he had talent and promise and athleticism. I think people expected a big year out of him. You haven't got a big year out of him. Now, you can figure out the reasons why. I don't know all the reasons why. But some questioned his effort earlier this year. There's been that discussion all year long. I don't know. I think he recently got married. Maybe that's a distraction. I'm not sure. Were some of these guys playing with a mind's eye on the National Football League? Perhaps. Those same rankings had Antonio Williams 14. I think Antonio always gives effort when he's not hurt. He's been obviously not himself this year. I don't think he was ever going 14. He's a slot receiver, and you don't see many slot receivers going 14 unless they're, Jefferson from LSU, which is a whole different level of slot receiver. And now with the Vikings. I think that by and large, that group of players certainly did not live up to their billing in any way, shape, or form. None of them, not a single one of them, came anywhere near what they were billed to be. Without question, I think that was the downfall of this team. And he mentioned Penn State and Drew Aller. It's a little similar. I mean, I think Aller gave effort. I just don't think he's good enough. I think that's the bottom line. He was another guy who was projected by many to be the number one overall pick in the draft. I never saw that. But I think he's the reason that James Franklin's fired. I mean, I really do. I mean, I think had Aller played up to his billing, I think Penn State would have been your national champion last year. I don't, for one second, believe James Franklin can't win a national title. I just think that's ridiculous. I just don't buy that. I think that he 100% can win a national title. He's proven he got right there. He got right there. That proves you can win it. But you have to have players. It's still about players. You know, again, if you just replaced, if you just swapped quarterbacks last year and you gave Ohio State Drew Aller and you gave Penn State Will Howard, the national champion would have been Penn State. I mean, Penn State should have played for the national championship. Franklin and his staff had that team in position to play for the national title. And they were the better team than Notre Dame. They outcoached Notre Dame, in my mind. They outplayed Notre Dame. And I have a lot of respect for that Notre Dame staff. But I think Penn State was the better team. Where they failed was that Drew Aller had numerous chances in that game to hit wide-open throws that he just missed. And then he threw, of course, the interception at the end of the game when they're still in position to win the game. And according to him, he was trying to dirt the ball. He's trying to, you know, intentionally ground the ball. But he didn't. He threw a pick. But there were numerous throws in that game that were schemed wide open. That if he makes any of those throws, Penn State was playing for the national championship game. And if he lived up to his billing, then Penn State would have won the national title. The rest of that team was plenty good enough. They're plenty good. How did those guys get to Penn State? How did Abdul Carter get to Penn State? How did Tyler Warren get to Penn State? Those may have been the two best players in America last year. You gave those two guys any sort of quarterback play. And remember, Carter was hurt against Notre Dame. He's playing with one arm, and he was still whooping their ass all game long. I mean, you know, that's the reality. I think more coaches get fired for bad quarterback play than anything else. Quarterback play that doesn't lead up, doesn't, where the quarterback does not play up to their press clippings. I think that's the, so I think there are some similarities in those two situations. I do. I think there's some similarities. I don't think it's an effort thing. Well, it wasn't an effort thing with either quarterback. They're just not good enough. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, 11 years in a row. Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Clemson Tigers, no pride. We feel it under the lights when our players charge down the hill. In every note of Tiger Rag. On Solid Orange Fridays and in the tracks of our Tiger Paws. The Clemson Jackpot is one more way to keep that pride alive. Every $5 scratch-off funds education, helping future Tigers.